The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
The following program is paid for by Pipe Dream Entertainment.
Implicit Bias is back, and we are more implicitly biased than ever. What else would you actually expect? I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon, and it's time once again for us to bring you weekly whiskey. It's time to bring you cigars of the week and solve the world's problems in, 2 hours or less or so. Implicit Bias brought to you in hour one by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress in Lafayette. The weather is absolutely perfect for sitting on the porch with your favorite stogie from the 553 square foot walk-in humidor with recommendations from Louisiana's only certified master tobacconist, Rene Girard. Stop by, stay a while. Do some porch sitting at Piper's Haven. Tell Rene your Implicit Bias sent you. Now, of course, Rene would be happy to, of course, sit down and talk to you. However, the best thing you might get if you sit on the porch, if you're lucky while you're sitting on the porch, is silence. Yeah, that's a little bit of fun at Rene's expense, but all jokes aside, the best thing that really may happen to you if you're on the porch and you're given that gift of absolute deafening silence. It's actually kind of ironic that the radio talk show that you are listening to is telling you about the gift that is silence. Yeah, silence actually, it is a gift on so many levels, because silence is actually where we find truth. It's where truth lives. The paradoxical sentence that you just heard is not a mistake. It's actually unequivocal. So, okay, let me explain. First, many people don't like silence. Matter of fact, most of us don't like silence at all. The empirical evidence from multiple studies says that it's actually 7 seconds. 7 seconds is the amount of time that people will stop a conversation, hear silence, and after 7 seconds become so uncomfortable that someone has to speak. Many times, not to say anything important, just to break the uncomfortable feeling creeping over the conversation. Silence is actually something with which we should be comfortable. We should desire. We should actually seek out. Silence is, in our implicit bias, needed for human beings. See, it's silence that allows our inner voice to speak. It's silence that forces us to reflect upon ourselves, that forces us to look into a psychological mirror, which shows us all of the flaws and all of our faults. I'm told that runners experience that inner voice after a certain distance. I've actually been there when swimming at distance or simply sitting in a deer stand. That quiet, thunderous inner whisper is something we need for healthy minds and spirits. See, that silence reveals to us, while we are in deep thought, what we many times also know to be true, but don't always have the time to think about. That silence can reveal pure spiritual truth. That silence can and will change not just your perspective on certain things. It can change how we act. It can change how we react, and consequently change the entire course of our lives. And most times, I'd argue that that change is actually for the better. The other thing that makes silence so valuable is that you can often tell where truth lies, specifically in places like the media, by paying attention to the deafening silence about certain stories. When the news business stops being a business and refuses to cover certain stories that would absolutely attract ears and eyes, guess what? It's because the truth isn't just out there. The truth is actually really close. It's hidden intentionally to try and keep us from finding it. In other words, you want to know when the media is actually telling you the truth? It's when they're silent about something. There are so many stories about which they will cover and then let fall into silence. Examples are whistleblowers condemning certain families and administrations, covering some and not covering others. It's senators who've been arrested for working as foreign agents of different countries, little bit of coverage, but apparently not banner headlines anymore. It's the lack of information around pseudonyms and the silence on the coverage of laptops called disinformation. It was riots called peaceful and murders that no one cared about. Instead, the media will try and keep feeding us the trivial. I mean, seriously, Can someone explain to me why anyone other than 12-year-old girls care about Taylor Swift going to an NFL football game? I'm going to wait on that. That's why today we're going to talk about some of the things the media won't cover. Not can't cover, won't cover. Because if the basis of those stories truly emerged, more people might believe in God. More people might want accountability. More people might recognize right from wrong. Disbarment hearings, not covered. Classified documents held by a then sitting VP, not covered. Whistleblower hearings, not covered. Gag orders issued, not covered. Bad lawmakers, bad judges, bad agents, bad spending, bad leadership. The list goes on, and it's not just one side of the aisle. But there's silence on all of it. Well, except for maybe one place. Right here on your implicit bias. So we're going to help you get there. Because we want you here with us. We want to understand the deafening, resounding, reverberating sound of the truth that lies exclusively when we hear nothing. So how do you get out of that cacophony of sound which exists every day, drowning out the silent truth? It's really not hard. Starts with grabbing a weekly whiskey from our weekly whiskey partners at New News Markets in Youngsville, Scott, Milton, and Maurice. Belfour Month might go on hold for just a second because maybe we want to put a little seasoning, maybe a little pepper into that drink. We'll get you something true to our implicit bias when we come back right here on this episode.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Shop at New News, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. New News is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family-run and family-oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer, every time. New News, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
Let us bust your nuts. We promise you'll be satisfied. At Hightorque, we have over 50 years of industrial and specialty bolting experience. With industry-leading technology, our expert team can help you with all of your industrial bolting applications. Hightorque provides 24/7 assistance to optimize safety, improve quality, and make scheduling easy. Find us at hightorque.com or call 225-663-0345. We have offices in Lafayette, Baton Rouge, Bossier, and Lake Charles. Hightorque, busting nuts for over 50 years.
Ever think about firearm safety? Are you new to shooting? Don't know how to get started? Here's Caleb with the Rustic Renegade.
I love new shooters because they don't have any bad habits yet. So you get somebody who hasn't been around it, hasn't been around firearms, or hasn't done a lot of shooting, we can sit down in a very safe environment where there's no live ammunition, no risk of any residuals, and train them the right way before they actually get on a range and go in and do some live fire.
Why don't you come in and have a cup of coffee with us? The Rustic Renegade at TheRusticRenegade.com.
Rene Girard, Acadiana certified master tobacconist. He owns Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Street. Piper's Haven is home to one of the biggest humidors you're ever going to find. Talk to me about how many cigars you've got.
Well, our humidor is 553 square feet, and we have probably close to 1,500 different cigars in the humidor.
It's an incredible amount of cigars.
It's a lot of cigars.
So if somebody is looking for a mild cigar, maybe something midline, I mean, they've
or
got...
Or a full-bodied cigar.
They've got tons of choices
humidor. We can fix you up.
Absolutely, at Piper's Haven. And you also have Lamberger's.
Lamberger lamps and scents and all the parts for it.
I love it. So it's going to smell good, whether it's cigars or whether it's pipes and pipe tobacco, everything, including the accessories, you've got it at Piper's Haven.
We got lighters and cutters and bears. Oh, my.
Piper's Haven is at 3916 West Congress Street between Gilbo Road and Adrian's. Ask him about the bears. Oh, my.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I am your host, Kevon Bordelon. Hour one brought to you by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. Renee, if you're listening on a Saturday, I guarantee you is sitting on the porch at Piper's Haven because the weather's supposed to be really nice. You're going to be camped out there, aren't you, Renee?
Definitely. I've been camped out there for the last week.
Well, that's how I could pretty much say that I knew you'd be there. Even though the weather in the morning is supposed to be nice, supposed to get a little warm throughout the day.
Oh, yeah. But even when it's warm, you know, I'd sit on the porch because got a breeze blowing. It's covered. It's shaded.
You got a humidor. We got drinks. You got everything you need.
Tasty beverages. We have, you know, and the radio's on so we can listen to the show.
Hey, love it. Love it. Love it. Go to 3916 West Congress. Ask for Rene Girard, the CWAT, certified wizard of tobacco, the only one in the universe, the only certified master tobacconist in the state of Louisiana. That is 3916 West Congress. That is Piper's Haven. To my right, we also have Grant Galatas of William S. Nacol Jewelers. Grant, it's a pleasure to have you back.
Absolute pleasure to be here again.
You brought gifts this time.
Yes. Are we going into that now?
No, we'll go into that now or two. We'll get, that's called a tease in the broadcast lingo, right? Yeah. No.
Well, if I'm not happy how the show goes, I won't break it up. But no, look, Renee, just so you know, I know you're back on the porch now because when the wind blows down Congress and up Felicia, I can smell all the cigars.
You can smell us from
down at the jewelry store.
I've been told that.
So everybody head to the porch.
Yeah. Now, we also have a very special guest here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair. This is actually a guest that we have been efforting for basically all 3 years of the show. Because it's not often that you get the perspective of a global view like we will have in here this week. We have with us retired Lieutenant General William Webster Jr., a.k.a. Glenn Webster, as he's known in our house, Uncle Glenn. Uncle Glenn, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks. It's great to finally be here inside the lair.
Are you a little worried about coming inside the lair? Because when I sent you the topics, the first call I got, I think you were a little concerned.
Yeah, those topics you sent me, I wasn't sure where they came from, but I said, I don't think I want to talk about these.
we are going to, well, and what we try to do, and I think you realize this in the conversation, we try to take a little bit of a different angle on things. Maybe not the necessarily straightforward where people think we might go. We try to approach it from a different angle of attack and maybe give us a different perspective on some of those things. And we'll get to what those stories look like. But right now, it is time for our weekly whiskey segment. So we are opening up, or actually...
I'm also here.
I was ignoring you on purpose, Sam. I was ignoring you on purpose, Sam. So we're going to start now. Sam, how are you this week? Let me go ahead and cater to your feelings.
I'm doing so well.
You're doing so well.
Thank you so much.
What? How good is so well? Is that better than like well enough?
I guess, man. I
don't care.
It's nice wearing a long sleeve in the lair, you know?
It is nice not feeling like I'm in a sauna in the lair. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I do appreciate that. A dry heat sauna. I'm looking for the stone box in the corner, right, normally. And this week, it's comfortable. So thank you. I appreciate
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. It'll be that way all winter.
you're not overly busy in the last week. I mean, it's not like you've recorded multiple episodes of Implicit Bias this week, is it?
I'm ridiculously busy, but I'm trying not to think about that. I was literally working on something while Renee was sitting in the studio. I walked out and Renee was here.
Okay, hold on though. We'll peek behind the curtain. We record in the evening. Renee is usually here like high noon. I mean, Renee, when you say somebody's early, like it's always like we have our text string and like noon, it's like, I'm here. And we're like, you're way early.
I hate being on time, being late. I got to be on time, and on time is early. You get there early. Besides, you know, I get to come hang out and watch Sam work, and I'll go hang out at down the street where we get our snacks from. And, you know, you just got stuff to do downtown.
Well, and I was about to say, so let's touch on what the snack master, Bradley Cruz, has supplied for us from Ami Grocery. Today's snacks, Rachel Brown, actually co-owner of the grocery, prepared them for us. She sent us Best Stop Boudin. Obviously a local favorite. Everybody loves it. You can get the original smoked. You can get crawfish boudin. You can get frozen. Take it with you. You can get Best Stop Smoked Grillers, which we have here. Those little sausages, which are stupid good. Like they're approaching plaid, how good they are.
We call them piglet po' boys. You can order them as a piglet po' boy. It's the sausage on a little bun, and you can put whatever barbecue sauce or whatever. Jack Miller's is awesome on that.
You can do bulk orders at Ami Grocery downtown. You can get stuff for UL tailgating, homecoming festivities, beer, wine, whiskey, cigars, all available at Ami Grocery, Lafayette's only downtown grocery store. So That came from the Snack Master. So, Renee, I guess you being a little early is at least good for something.
Well, yeah, I went and picked it up so you didn't have to.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But you know what I did pick up this week? I did pick up this bottle of Old Pepper Rye from Nunu's Markets, Youngsville, Scott Milton, Maurice. This is the single barrel variety, aged 5 years, 54.5 proof, or 54.5% alcohol by volume, 109 proof. Don't let me mess that up. All right, so let's dive into kind of what we think about this one. Mr. Galatas, to my chair, to my right in the chair of intoxication, let's start with you.
I asked about the bottle that we had last week, the Balfour, because it was a 99 proof.
Yep.
I believe. And it hit a lot harder than this 109.
Okay. So you felt that one
remember that
more aggression to it. You felt it was a little more acidic.
Absolutely. This doesn't come off as 109. That's why I'm taking it a little bit slow, because I want it to at least be the second hour before I forget what I'm doing, what I just said. It comes off really light to me. It doesn't hit you like 109 proof. The 109 or 105 and above that we've had here on the show, this one just doesn't hit as hard. Just seems a little light, a little bit airy to me. It's not a bad thing. That's why, again, I'm a little tentative about continuing to sip on this glass.
So to your point, I don't get a lot of those deeper, darker, chocolatey, real heavy caramel oak flavors on this one. It doesn't mean I don't get a ton of flavor, but it is just, I think, lighter on the palate. Is that what you're going for, Grant?
Absolutely. And that's what I try and search out. I like the caramel and the honey and just all of the sweet flavors.
Now, I get honey on this. Yeah. I get a lot of honey on this.
And I was looking at the book and Renee said licorice, and I get a hint of that as well. But none of it, again, none of it's overpowering. For some reason, I feel like the 109 proof, it hits you in the mouth, tells you hello. And then the flavors rush at you. But this kind of settled towards the back of the throat and just stayed light. And I was waiting. I was waiting for something else to come along with it, with that higher proof. But it doesn't taste like the higher proof. And again, that's not a bad thing.
No, not a bad thing at all. Speaking of not a bad thing at all, and this is something that we probably needed to address when we introduced everybody, because you might have noticed there is someone who is not here this week. It is the Rustic Renegade, Caleb Morse, who is pretty much always here. Well, Caleb is out for our recording this week because Caleb is celebrating his 20th anniversary with his wife, Jackie. Congratulations to the two of them. As I told both of them on the actual day of their anniversary, I love both of them as people. They are both incredible individuals, but together they complement each other, make each other that much better, and they are a fantastic couple. So cheers to the Renegade and Mrs. Renegade here from the Top Secret Podcast.
See, I was going to offer congratulations to Caleb and condolences to Jackie. Because, you know, for Jackie to have to put up with Caleb, man, that woman's a saint.
Well, Renee, don't go anywhere, because since Caleb is out, you are actually filling out the Implicit Bias Whiskey Tasting Journal, which, by the way, you can grab on Amazon. If you want to go on Amazon, search Whiskey Tasting Journal, Implicit Bias. It's out there. You'll order it. They'll ship it straight to your house.
Or you can come by the shop and I got some.
You can get it, absolutely.
And you know what? Caleb left and didn't leave me instructions on how to fill this out, because he always does it. So I'm having to go back and look at his notes and things,
Renee,
and how he does
stuff. I would have thought you learned how to read in kindergarten.
Yeah, but that would, Kavon, that was so long ago. I forgot.
Well, I mean, it's hard to read and hard to write when you're having to chisel everything in stone, right?
Well, that's true. It is.
Okay, so Renee, your thoughts on this Old Pepper single barrel rye at 109 proof.
To me, the predominant flavor I'm getting is licorice. But it's not a real heavy licorice. It's just licorice. It's got a slight burn to it. I'm not getting the honey. I'm not getting much sweet, but, you know, I got one of them cigar tongues now, so I can't pick up a lot of those light
flavors.
That's
a scientific term.
Oh, yeah.
Cigar tongue.
Oh,
right?
I burnt that thing up.
I don't even want to know what that would be. Go ahead.
I burnt that thing up a long time ago with all the cigars that I smoke. It's a good whiskey. You know, that's about what I got on it.
Okay. Nice to hear your descriptive language. Thank you. All right, let's go to Sam in the corner, then we'll come to Uncle Glenn. Sam, what do you think about this one? The bourbon bully in the corner. You going to pick on this one? I'm sure you are.
No. It's a nice departure from Balfour month. I feel like this one's a little bit more complex than the Balfour offerings that we've been getting so far. I agree with Grant in that the first taste is that that punch of the proof. And then I feel like it's a nice cascading fall into the sweeter, softer flavors of this whiskey.
Nice, flowerful language, Sam.
I'm getting it's like a dried fruit apricot, like a candied apricot type thing.
Yeah, no, I get that as well. I get the honey, dried apricot. Yeah. Yes, I do get that.
It's really nice. It's really sweet.
Sam's just a Belfour hater.
Now, I also, to Renee's point, I also do get a bit of licorice on this. Yeah. I do get a bit of licorice on the palate. Okay, so... I mean, Sam, overall, are you talking positive or negative? Because with you, we never know.
No, super positive, man. And you get that cotton candied effect where it's the effervescent on the tongue.
I need a little more proof than that, but that's okay.
I'm sure you do. You're ridiculous in that regard. But at 109, it's right in that sweet spot for me. That's right where I like to sit.
Yeah, so as ryes go, I really find that rye in that kind of 105 to 115 range is really the sweet spot for them. That's where you get those 5 and 6 year rye that just really, they're smooth on the back end. They don't taste overproofed.
Yeah.
And you get all of the flavors that the barrel and the whiskey can absolutely give you.
You don't have that aggression that people normally associate with the that heavy pepper. I think you get it right at the very beginning, but then it falls away really fast, and you get that nice, that candied sweetness.
All right. So General Webster, your thoughts on this one. And yeah, I'm going to call you Uncle Glenn. I'm also going to call you General Webster, if you don't mind.
No worries. I think it's good and strong. It goes down well. It leaves a little burn, and it that aftertaste of sweetness, kind of like honey, really makes it distinctive. And it's certainly a rye. It tastes good.
So, and that's something that a lot of people don't always pull out is you will have a lot of whiskey drinkers, especially a lot of bourbon drinkers. Oh no, I don't drink rye. I don't drink rye. This is one that I think you immediately would pick out and say, it's a rye. It's still really good. Really? It's not one that you're going to trick, because there are some ryes where you can absolutely trick a bourbon drinker. Give them a rye, specifically those, like I was saying, those 6 year, 110, 112s, and they will, oh, that's absolutely a bourbon. That's delicious. No, that's a rye. This one, I think, is characteristically on the palate as you would expect from a rye.
Yeah, I think so too. And a shout out to the hometown for this distillery, Lexington, Kentucky. It's a great place to be, and a lot of great horses there, and beautiful country.
It is absolutely beautiful country. As you know, and I'll give the familial relation here. Uncle Glenn is actually Elizabeth, my wife's uncle. So he's my uncle by marriage, but obviously spent a lot of time when I refer to him as General. That is literally for those who are tuning in, if I can spit that out, just tuning in. I was trying to say just chiming in or just tuning in. So I was coming out with just chuming in, a whole nother thing.
You made a new word.
Yeah, it's called a spoonerism, right? Where you take the first letter of one word and you put it to the back half of the next word. Yeah. For those just tuning in, Lieutenant General, retired Lieutenant General Glenn Webster, I married into the family. And it's been a pleasure. He's here on the show. We're going to continue to kind of work through this. So you've obviously spent a lot of time around that Lexington, Kentucky area. You've seen it. You've gone there. Were you ever stationed in that area for a while?
Yeah, Fort Knox, Kentucky is near Radcliffe, Kentucky is where I spent a couple of tours of duty and went to schools there. I was a tanker, an armor officer, and that's where the armor school used to be. And back in the day, and it was a great place to train. And after work, it was a
great place to grab whiskey.
Great place to grab whiskey. Absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to do a couple things that we need to do on this whiskey segment, or the weekly whiskey segment of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. The first thing is we have to rate this on the Morse Whiskey rating code, and we'll explain that in just a second. The second thing is we need to play What Would You Pay for a chance to wear for the remainder of the show. The What Would You Pay championship belt chain provided by Luxury Limo of Lafayette. Grant Galatas, we're going to start with you. For those who are not familiar with the Morse Whiskey rating code, red, I would not drink it even if it was free. Yellow, I would only drink it if it was free. Green, I would buy this. Blue, I would seek this out. So where do you land on the Morse Whiskey rating code for this Old Pepper single barrel rye, Grant?
Green, $68.
Green, $68. That's the what would you pay rating, correct?
Yeah, I just combined them real quick.
Okay, I appreciate that. You were cutting to the chase for the initiated.
There's right? a lieutenant general in the room. I don't want to fart around and get 50 push-ups.
All right, Renee.
I'm going to have to give this one a yellow.
Okay.
A yellow. Yeah, it's just, you know, Sam's hating on Belfour, you know, just because Eddie was, you know, beat the Avalanche and won the Stanley Cup.
Eddie didn't play soccer, so Sam's not a fan.
Well, you know, but he's an Avalanche fan. So,
well, this is true.
You know, but anyways, Ed, this is a yellow for me. And I would say 55.
55. All right, Sam.
Red, I think it's up there, man. I think
red, yellow, green, blue.
I'm going to go green. And
okay.
I think this is $85.
$85. So we have a 55 from Renee. Grant, you came in at what? 62?
68.
Yes, not 62. Sam is at 85. Mr. Webster.
Green, $69.
Green, $69. Okay. So we have a green from everyone except Renee, because I'm going absolute green with this. I would buy this. It doesn't quite have what you look for to make it a blue to me. It doesn't have that big little bit of sweetness in the burst of flavor that really hits on not just the back of the tongue, but the front of the tongue as well. But it's absolutely something that I would be happy and excited to consume. If I found it, I would absolutely buy it. So that makes it a green, officially. The What Would You Pay championship belt chain provided by Luxury Limo of Lafayette goes to Grant Galatas. Hit it on the nose. I'm kidding. Renee. All right. Grant didn't want to wear the What Would You Pay championship belt chain. Renee, this is a $47.99 wow. bottle of whiskey.
I thought it was a higher end bottle.
Yeah. So Sam, okay. Explain why you thought this was a higher end bottle.
Because you brought it in as a special edition to interrupt the regular week. So I figured this is, you know, the general is in the studio. I figured pull out the stops.
Sam, remember rule of thumb. It's like $10 for each year bottled. And he said 5 to 6 years bottled.
Yep. So the official age statement is 5 years.
Right. So, yeah, I don't know.
So, Uncle Glenn, Kavon doesn't like you that much.
Apparently not.
He didn't bring a super special blue bottle or nothing.
Okay, hold on. We're gonna talk about why he's here in the next segment, and we're going to talk about what Kavon's doing so we can enjoy a great time and what real whiskey is all about, what it's for, and why it's around, and why we enjoy it so much when we come back with more Implicit Bias.
The government is full of red tape. If you're a veteran seeking the benefits you've earned and you deserve, you're probably tired of fighting the system. Access Medical Solutions can help. Access Medical, veteran benefits services locally owned and operated by Dr. Mark Freeman, a veteran himself with 30-plus years experience as a disability medical examiner. Let Access Medical Solutions complete an evaluation of new or increased benefit claims in person or via HIPAA-compliant telemedicine consult. Go to axsmed.com to find out more. AXXESSmed.com. Axis Medical Solution. Veteran Benefit Services. We get results.
Shop at Nunu's, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. Nunu's is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family-run and family-oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer, every time. Nunu's, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
Dupree Carrier Godshaw provides insurance locally as well as nationwide. A full-service agency, Dupree Carrier Godshaw can take care of all of your needs, from personal auto, home, or business, group health, life, or investment products. Dupree Carrier Godshaw is a growing business and is currently hiring. Email resumes to charlesl@dcgagency.com. For all of your insurance needs, call Dupree Carrier Godshaw at 337-948-8186 or visit dcgagency.com.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Hey there, Louisiana. It's time to unlock your inner confidence and shine like never before. Visit Eon of Louisiana Body Contouring. Imagine sculpting your dream body with the latest, most advanced techniques. Kiss those stubborn inches goodbye. Eon's team of experts will make those curves pop and those problem areas disappear. Our treatments have no downtime and can be completed on your lunch break. Let your beauty and your confidence shine. Book your consultation now at eonoflouisiana.com. That's eonoflouisiana.com.
Results may vary. Consultation required.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Implicit Bias. We are still in hour one, segment three, where we're going to give you an introduction of someone who is brand new here to the TSPL, the top secret podcast layer for the uninitiated, because this is a really special week for me. I'm going to be transparent here because, number one, I always enjoy the guests that we have here in the top secret podcast layer. But we have someone here that we have been working on for years to come into the Top Secret Podcast Lair. He is known in my household as Uncle Glenn. He is known in a lot of professional circles as retired Lieutenant General Glenn Webster Jr., former commander of the Third Army. That's correct, Uncle Glenn? Yeah, you need the microphone.
Yeah, that's correct. I was privileged to be able to command the 3rd Infantry Division and later on 3rd Army.
So what brings you back home from Baton Rouge? And I'll give a little bit of background on you for those who are listening. From Baton Rouge, went to West Point to play football, graduated 74. Yeah. Cause I saw the class hat and I read it. I can read 74 unlike Renee. So graduated 74, career Army, but from Baton Rouge, and you're in town for something special.
Yeah. This weekend, for the first time since 1931, Army is, bringing its football team to town and playing in Tiger Stadium on Saturday against LSU.
Going to be an absolutely fantastic, not just football game. And it's one of the things that I love about the culture of Southern Louisiana is, number one, nobody tailgates like Southern Louisiana. Other people tailgate. Don't get me wrong. There's a little something different here. It usually centers around what we have on the table, our weekly whiskey, right? Because people will tell you LSU tailgating is brown water at 7 o'clock in the morning. But the really interesting thing is I've had the pleasure of going with you to several Army football games, Army Navy a couple of years. I can't thank you enough for making that possible. But I noticed that, man, a lot of the friends that you have that are tailgating tailgate much the same way.
Absolutely. I think tailgating is about the same wherever you go. But up there, of course, you're in heavy jackets most of the year.
Yeah. Well, my reference is there's a lot of brown water amongst all of your Army brethren.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, a lot.
And a great time, a fantastic event. So I love that you're in town for that. So who was it that was picking on me in the last segment saying I didn't bring anything special for the retired general? Who was that, you, Renee, or was that Grant, or was that Sam? Who was that?
Who can remember?
I don't remember. I'm too old. I forgot.
Can't remember CRS, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Grant, so that was you then. Yeah. So no. Don't you ever pick on me that way again, Grant, because if you know, because here's so at the tailgate specifically, we are, and I've told Uncle Glenn this, we are bringing some bottles off of my private stash and we are laying those out because ultimately the conversation that we have here, our implicit biases, that's what whiskey's all about.
Well, absolutely. I look forward to tasting those whiskeys. You tell me you've got some great ones.
So here's the funny part. Some of them I know are really good. Some of them, I have no idea. Just they are highly coveted in the whiskey bourbon world. So we'll find out together. Is that okay?
That sounds good.
To me, that's what it's all about, right? You find out about whether that whiskey is any good or not. If it's not, you chunk it. And if it is, you just keep going and you solve the problems of the world, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Grant, you have something for us a little later. Give us a little tease about that gift you brought from William S. Nacol Jewelers?
Yes, it's been my homework for quite some time, but just like my academic history, I'm a little late with my homework. Kavan's been asking for this for a little while, and it was a fantastic idea that he came up with one day when we were at the store. We'll speak about it.
We'll do it second hour. We'll open up second hour, where we will also go into, Renee, I need you to start thinking about what whiskey we would pair with this, or not what whiskey, what cigar we would pair with this whiskey, this Old Pepper single barrel rye.
Okay.
I'll
work on it.
Sam, we have no work for you because, well, what you've got is enough. No. And we mean that in absolutely the most complimentary way, because you have to deal with us. You have to deal with us sitting here having this conversation, making us sound as professional as possible, as well as everything else that you have going on in your business, which I know Better Boot Productions is right up there. Sam, aren't you involved in that movie that's got that new lawsuit coming up? Weren't you? Didn't you produce something for Rust, if I remember right?
No, you remember incorrectly. It's not
sure?
accurate.
Yeah. You sure? Because I could have sworn I heard that Sam Stokes is going to have to testify in what is now it's a court case again, because Alec Baldwin has now been indicted again after the first indictment was dismissed by the judge, right? Did you catch that, Sam? Were you not paying attention as usual?
I saw the story, yes. I had nothing to do. I want to make clear, me and my business had nothing to do with that.
We know that, Sam. I mean, but let's make it clear, just in case anyone's asking again. I use that story as the entryway into that conversation of things that you don't hear much about, because that one at first was a very big deal. At first, that story, Alec Baldwin and the tragic death of someone working as a production grip on a movie set. I mean, it's a terrible occurrence and it was big news. And then all of a sudden, it turned into Kaiser Soze, just disappeared.
You know what we learned in the Army of very, very long time ago in the United States and in Europe before this is that every weapon you have should be treated as if it's loaded and off safe all the time.
We often have talked about, and it's been a while since we've done it, though, so I'm glad you said that. We often talk about gun safety, right? First rule of gun safety is assume it's loaded.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are huge fans of not assuming many things because we all know how to spell assume, A-S-S-U-M-E, right? But the one thing that you will always be good if you assume is that a weapon is loaded.
Absolutely.
That's which
the
means
right thing you gotta do.
Which means that the barrel, whether a toy, whether a real weapon, it never points towards a person. So if you make that assumption and it never points towards a person, even if you have what some people call accidental, I prefer the term negligent discharge, while you might have the round leave the barrel, it won't find anyone. And unfortunately, that first rule was not even thought about here. Grant, you want to chime in?
Why in God's green earth would there be live rounds on the set anyway? It just reeks of it's just very suspicious.
Well, so
why, I know, but what set is that? Oh, that should have been over here on this set where they're actually shooting things.
No, that's not suspicious. That's just pure incompetence.
But you have boxes of blanks.
On the whole, the set. Oh, the whole production crew, everything. Round? There should not be any. In fact, most places it's illegal to have live rounds on a
correct
movie or show set.
So let's talk about the structure. Let's talk about the structure of how movie sets and production companies are set up. There is supposed to be a licensed armorer on every movie set. Someone in charge of every weapon and every potential round. The armorer had some issues. There were some issues around that armorer, previous movie shoots where there were safety concerns. This armorer gets hired for this movie. But to go back to the general's point, if when Baldwin takes a hold of that pistol, if the first thing he does is check every cylinder of the chamber, right? Looks at it, checks it himself. The person who was on that set is still alive today.
Yep. Well, maybe.
Maybe not passed by that particular incident, right?
But they've already come out and there's evidence coming out, which is why he was reindicted, that he didn't even go through the mandatory training that the armorers are required to do. And the armorer said that he didn't want to do it. And guess what? He's the one that was too cheap to hire a more experienced armorer. He hired her. He's just cheaping out, and he doesn't want to pay attention. You know why? Because he's Alec freaking Baldwin.
Well, and look, this goes back to part of that conversation about take the training, understand what you're dealing with, and have the respect for the weapon that you should, right?
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know you have a firearm. You pick it up, you point it at someone, and here's the crazier part. Anyone whose name is not household recognizable across the country says, well, someone else gave it to me. They told me it had a blank in it. I pulled the trigger and someone's dead. They have already been in jail for what? This has gone on a year now, maybe longer than a year. I mean, they've been in jail since the day it happened.
Yeah.
They might be out and awaiting trial, but I guarantee you they have spent significant time behind bars unless their name is that of a well-known movie star. Which brings us back to how is this not back in the vernacular? Because you have someone that everyone knows, right? Now it almost seems like, well, the media has kind of let this one go. They gave you that, well, he got reindicted and we're not going to touch this. Because if you remember when this happened the first time that he got indicted, it was a media firestorm. A firestorm of conversation where people seem to be coming out of the woodwork to defend Alec Baldwin. At which point I go back to, if his name was Rene Girard, Grant Gelatis, Kevon Bordelon, and we were playing around in our backyard,
oh yeah,
and Joey Bag of Donuts unfortunately ended up dead from a gunshot wound when I said, well, Sam gave me the gun. It was supposed to have a blank in it. Guess what? Probably not only am I in jail, Sam's in jail too.
The perks of privilege.
The perks of privilege and the perks of the media kind of shying away and going, well, you know, we don't need to talk about this anymore.
No, we got other things that we can dazzle you with. We don't need to bring this up.
Well, and here's the really crazy part to me. If the media talks about it, and I really, truly believe they know this, if they talk about it, they are going to do nothing but do what? Rile up everyone who knows, look, this is a load of garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They're just going to create their own opposition by talking about it.
Well, because most of the people in the media, especially because that's all Northeast people and, you know, West Coast people and that, they don't have a clue what they're talking about with weapons to start with. I mean, you listen to some of the gun reports or violence reports, and the way they describe the guns that are supposedly used in these things, they have no clue what they're talking about. So, you know, of course, they make themselves look like idiots all the time anyway. But, you know, it just makes them look more like an idiot. But they're not going to talk about this because they don't have a clue what they're talking about when they report this.
I don't know why this popped into my head as I'm watching somebody make something in a wok.
Sam has his traditional Chinese cooking videos on while we're recording this week's episode.
You know, it's crazy. What about the OJ effect? If you do decide to press charges against Alec Baldwin, he's going to assemble a team with his money of high-powered attorneys who will take the local prosecutor and DA and just make him look ridiculous.
Well, and here's my point. He's going to say, I didn't pull the trigger. The gun was in his hand.
Yes.
Correct? And I don't think anybody can argue that the gun wasn't in his hand. Uncle Glenn, any thoughts on the single action portion of this?
First of all, he's also trying to blame the armor that did not seem to be as qualified as some armorers that you might hire. The second thing is that he was saying it's her fault, you know, that he didn't pull the trigger at all. But the third thing is, you know, he's using terminology that sounds as if he's not very familiar with weapons at all. And that's what training is about. That's why Army soldiers, Marines, the other members of the armed forces go through such rigorous training with weapons all the time. And that they're taught to live with those weapons and to keep them in a safe manner and use them in a safe manner. And the same thing should happen to people in Hollywood. If they're going to use weapons that have rounds in them of some kind, and actually it sounds like a deadly, terrible mistake that somebody made to put live rounds, not blanks, in the weapon.
Grant, oh, we got to wrap this. Sam's giving us the finger.
Wait, just
no. Sam gave you the finger. No, Sam didn't give me the finger. He gave you the finger.
This is my rifle. This is my rifle. There are thousands of others, but this one is mine. What was it? Full Metal Jacket.
Yep.
Where they got to know almost intimately their firearms.
Absolutely. We will wrap up hour one of Implicit Bias when we come back. We're going to talk about some of the things that retired Lieutenant General William Webster has seen in his career where warfare has come and gone. and unfortunately where we are today on this week's episode of Implicit Bias. Nobody likes to drive around in a grimy ride. Clean that car the Cajun way. Zydeco Ride and Shine Car Wash at 320 Willow and Cajun Car Wash at 510 Lafayette Street in Youngsville are there for you. Our facilities provide you with the best automatic car wash in the Acadiana area. Regulars get a bonus. Buy three washes at a location, get the fourth one free. Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash, keeping Acadiana's rides clean since 2014.
Ever think about firearm safety? Are you new to shooting? Don't know how to get started? Here's Caleb with the Rustic Renegade.
I love new shooters because they don't have any bad habits yet. So you get somebody who hasn't been around, it hasn't been around firearms or hasn't done a lot of shooting, we can sit down in a very safe environment where there's no live ammunition, no risk of any residuals, and train them the right way before they actually get on a range and go in and do some live
fire. Why don't you come in, have a cup of coffee with us? The Rustic Renegade at therusticrenegade.com.
How sweet it is! Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette can satisfy all of your bakery needs. Cakes, cookies, pastries, melt-in-your-mouth pedophores, wedding cakes, and of course, the original New Orleans Doberge cake. Family-owned and operated, let Gambino's Bakery take care of all your dessert needs for your family gathering, tailgate, holiday, or any special occasion. Visit with the baking professionals in Lafayette. Find what fits your taste. Enjoy the sweet life with Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette, 3802 Johnson Street. Call them at 337-406-9066 or online at gambinos.com.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford Crystal, Swarovski Crystal, and a complete Pandora Jewelry Shop and Shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicol Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
Welcome into the final segment of Hour 1 of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. We are brought to you in Hour 1 by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress, 553 square feet of walk-in humidor. And the man in charge just knows a little bit about what he's doing. And of course, I'm being sarcastic there. He is Rene Girard. He is Louisiana's only certified master tobacconist. Rene, anything special that you got in?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of new stuff in. In fact, next week, the 27th, I think, is the Friday, we're having an event with McAuliffe and All Saints Cigars. And, you know, the Mickey Pegg, who's a sales manager for the sales team, and my rep's going to be there, and we're going to be having all kinds of deals going on, McAuliffe and All Saints Cigars.
So, Rene, that's not the only special thing that's going on next week with cigars, is it?
No, there's actually the night before on a Thursday night at Don's Specialty Meats in Scott. The Evangeline Area Boy Scout Council is having the Big Cigar Speakeasy event.
Yep, a very, very big one. Don's Specialty Meats, October 26th, 6:30 to 10 p.m., benefiting the Evangeline Area Council Boy Scouts of America. I understand Nish Patel is going to be there himself.
Yeah, that's Rocky Patel's brother. He's going to come in. I'm going to tell you now, you better buy your tickets early because they're going to charge you more at the door. So don't wait till the last minute to come at the door. Get online and buy your tickets.
So if you want to buy tickets, and this is the one thing that I tell Lee Ritter every time, I'm like, man, that web address, that is like, it's like trying to read Russian.
Yeah.
It is terrible, right? So here's what I'm going to tell you. Go search Lafayette Cigar and Whiskey Speakeasy. Those words, Lafayette Cigar Whiskey Speakeasy. It'll come up. You can buy your tickets online. You can call them at 235-8551 extension 108, but buy them early.
Yes, buy them early because they're going to, last I heard, they're already up to about 200 people.
That is outstanding.
It's going to be great.
It's always
going to be
a
busy event.
Hate that I'm going to miss it, but I know you guys will have a fantastic time. So we obviously have Rene Girard here with us of Piper's Haven. We have Grant Galatas of William S. Nicol Jewelers. Grant, you seem mesmerized by this montage of football pregame in the background. Yeah.
Just watching.
Yeah. Sam Stokes in the corner.
the Saints are playing again tonight, and no, they didn't have a good week last week. And I'm deciding The show right now is more interesting than what happens with them because they've fallen out of favor with a lot of people.
I would hope that that is always the case, just saying.
Yes.
I mean, this show is everything, man. Why are you even watching the Saints? We got business to take care of right here.
Speaking of business to take care of, Sam Stokes in the corner. Sam, you still enjoying our weekly whiskey, our Old Pepper single barrel rye from New News Markets?
I'm quite enjoying it, yes. I just finished my glass, so.
Awesome.
Ahead of all of you guys.
Okay, well, we've got more here in the bottle as we get ready to go towards hour two. One more note for hour two, or before we get to hour two, rather. If you like this Old Pepper, you can get this at New News. But if you like essentially playing what? That you're hunting the Moby Dicks of bourbons, right? If you are Captain Ahab and you want to try and find that white whale of bourbon that's out there, you know the place to go. The place to go is Mr. Lester Steakhouse, Cypress Bayou Casino. Because during the entire month of October, it is a three-pour flight, 3/4 of an ounce in each pour, Buffalo Trace, Weller 12-year, and Stag for $15. Three 3/4 ounce pours. Buffalo Trace, Weller 12-year-old, and Stag, formerly Stag Jr., for all of $15. Tell them Implicit Bias sent you. Trust me, you don't want to miss that one.
That sounds great. I'm gonna have to get a flight back here and make it.
Yeah, you need to come back. That is the voice of retired Lieutenant General William Webster Jr. We call him Uncle Glenn in the household. He's also known by another nickname. He's known by, and funny how I'll tell you this story. I was actually covering many, many years ago, right after Katrina. I was working for FedEx. They were doing some efforts to help in New Orleans, and there were some big meetings, and I got kind of sent in. And there was General Honoré. A lot of people probably remember that name, right? And he made some mention, and I'd seen some texts go back and forth. So I said, General Honoré, Fuzzy Webster wanted me to tell you hello. And he goes, Fuzzy, how do you know Fuzzy? And I said, well, he's my wife's uncle. And he goes, oh, I love Fuzzy. Fuzzy is the nickname. So Uncle Glenn, I'm not exactly sure how you got the nickname.
Yeah, it's having gone to Estruma High School, it was pretty tough football in those days. And I was blessed to be recruited by West Point and to go play ball there. Well, the first season, my freshman year, was a very good season for me and for the team. And we played 7 or 8 freshmen. In those days, a freshman had to play freshman ball. And we won 7 or 8 games, and it was a great year. The next year, as a sophomore, or yearling, as they're called, okay, in the cadet corps, we had a terrible season of 1-9-1. The varsity was 1-9-1. And at the end of that season, I had not played much as a linebacker. And I really loved playing linebacker at the time. But I looked around. I said, you know, I went to see the head coach. I said, I can play just about any position on the field. If you give me 30 days and a playbook, I'll play just about any position but quarterback. I said, I'm tired of sitting on the bench. I want to play. And he said, okay, we need guards. You're an offensive guard.
Oh, wow.
So never mind. I swallowed hard and said, okay. And I went to see the line coach, Coach Meshack. And he had played professional football himself for them, the New York Giants. And first day we went out for spring practice, I was all set. I was pumped up. I had been pumping weights and getting myself ready and in shape. And the first day of spring practice, we ran some plays, and we ran a weighted end around. And as I turned the corner, there was the linebacker right where he was supposed to be, looking me in the eye. And I didn't block him. I tackled him. And the whistle started going off, you know, the first play of the spring season. Webster screwed it up already. And so my buddies said, yeah, you look just like Fuzzy Thurston. Fuzzy Thurston and Jerry Kramer were the two guards for the world champion Green Bay Packers at the time. And so after that, it stuck with me. I tell you, going in the Army, I didn't feel comfortable going around to people saying, hi, I'm Fuzzy. So, yeah. So I never used it in the Army. And then when I made the Brigadier General's list, I was fortunate enough to do that. One of the senior generals in the Army, Tommy Franks, said, this guy's nickname is Fuzzy. So he said, turn this in, make him change the roster. So it took on a new life. 22 years later.
It couldn't, wow. It couldn't get the defense out of you. You saw somebody standing in front of you and linebackered him. Yeah. That's awesome.
So Uncle Glenn, one of the things that we kind of wanted to do here with the opportunity to have you is you've had the chance to see an awful lot. And I've often told people who know that you and I have interacted, one of my favorite things to do is sit and listen to you talk about some of the experiences you've had in other parts of the world and figure out what we can learn from it. So the question that I have for you, and I hope you'll impart this wisdom upon us and all of our listeners here as well. So you came out in 74 and retired in 2011. Okay.
37 years. Yeah.
That 37 year span saw an awful lot of change. And I don't necessarily mean globally. I also mean internally inside of this country. What's your big takeaway from 37 years of seeing the good, the bad, the ugly outside of this country, inside of this country? What does that look like to you?
To be honest, I like to be an optimist as much as I can, but these current times can lead people to be pessimistic. And I think one of the things that would be good for us to remember is how long empires last. And you might say the United States is an empire, global leader in many, many areas, economy and defense and a number of other areas. But, you know, 250 years is about the max run for any empire from history.
Well, true. Yeah, because the Roman Republic lasted like 300 and then became the Roman Empire,
yeah.
Which while it was still the Romans, it was a very different governmental look.
Yeah, yeah. But just major political bodies that govern parts of the world get, you know, somewhere between 150 and 250 years, generally speaking.
So we are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to continue this conversation. We'll take that look. We're going to talk cigars. We're going to break out the present that Grant Gelatis brought us all in hour two of this week's episode of Implicit Bias.
This is Moon Griffon for Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress. You know, my buddy Louis Pizzolatto at Coin and Treasure is a truly great American businessman. If you're a coin collector, silver or gold bullion collector, Lewis at Coin and Treasure will have something for you. Lewis has over 40 years of experience in the coin business. Visit them at 2472 West Congress. Call them at 232-2573 or visit online at coinandtreasure.com. This is Moon Griffon. You can trust Coin and Treasure.
Shop at Nunu's, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. Nunu's is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family-run and family-oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer, every time. Nunu's, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
Hey Acadiana, I'm Kathleen Terrio with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty. I know realtors seem to be on every corner, but the good ones aren't. I promise to give you top-notch customer service that includes honesty, availability, and professionalism. If you're looking for a realtor you can trust and is available during your most important purchase, call me, Kathleen, where the service goes beyond the closing day. For all your commercial needs, investment properties, or your next home, call Kathleen with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty, 337-412-1536. That's 337-412-1536. 1536 or find me on the web searching Kathleen Terrio Realtor.
Can't find an Uber or Lyft? Luxury Limo of Lafayette offers scheduled pickups and drop-offs and even airport transportation in style. Get dropped off and picked up in their luxurious 12-passenger Mercedes-Benz Sprinter with limo-style interior or their Cadillac Escalade SUV. Reserve a sleek black town car for a night out with friends or dinner with your sweetheart. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385 or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Spoil yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
You're listening to News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station.
It is hour two of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I am your host, Kevon Bordelon. In hour two, we are brought to you by William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnston Street. You can go find all kinds of wonderful baubles for that special person in your life, whether it is mined diamonds, whether they are lab-grown diamonds, whether it's men's rings, watches, the whole nine yards, Swarovski crystal. At William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnson Street, we have Grant Galatas of William S. Nacol Jewelers. He'll with us in the Top Secret podcast there. That's the TSPL for those who know. Grant, how are you?
Just fine.
Did I do an okay of job was, of telling people what's there?
Look, I've always listened to the recording of the show on Saturdays just to listen to the way that anyone who's your sponsor, your major sponsor, minor, whoever, the way you talk it up is absolutely fantastic.
It's easy because I'm just telling you the truth.
Or I wouldn't sign your check.
Hey, again, we are as blatantly transparent as we can be on the show. And you know what? I wouldn't want you to sign it if we weren't doing a good job.
Hey, I do write the commercials for the show. Can I use baubles?
You can absolutely use baubles.
How do you spell that?
B-A-U-B-L-E-S. Yeah, it's L-E. I couldn't remember if it was L-E or E-L. It's L-E.
But that sounded like a question mark at the end of that.
So I'm going
Yes, baubles. I said baubles. So yeah, I know, Sam, they don't teach you that word in school.
No, that's in a song. That's in, what's the name of the song?
I have no idea.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, and Kris Kristofferson were that super group.
Wait, I got it. Tiny Baubles.
Yeah. No, it was Many a Maiden Loves Her Baubles to My Tree.
Oh, gotcha, I gotcha.
The Highwaymen. You guys up on the Highwaymen? No?
No. Yes. Right. I am not. Uncle Glenn apparently is. We also have Renee Girard of William S. of Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress.
I got a new job. I'm working with Grant now.
Bring cigars.
Yeah.
Cigars at the jewelry store. We also have Uncle Glenn, Fuzzy Webster, retired Lieutenant General William Webster Jr. joining us here in the show this week. It's been a fantastic conversation. Let's start before we jump back to kind of where we were right when we ended hour one with the gift that's on the table. Grant, you want to tell us about this and what we're going to do with this?
Absolutely. Kevon and I were just kind of brainstorming one day. He was in the store and he was talking about something we could do just to draw a little attention to the store, obviously something to help the show out. And he came up with the fantastic idea of having an infinity bottle. Taking all the small leftovers from the fantastic whiskey, weekly whiskey that we have.
And the bad ones too.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was just going to say. Is there a cutoff line? Are we going to put everything in there? Or here's, is it just the ones deserving of what, Waterford Crystal?
Here's what I'm thinking, because I'm thinking out loud here. So this is quasi up for debate. We're going to call it Deep Blue. And it's only going to be the blue whiskeys that go in there.
That's a waste of time because you know there's no blues left because Caleb would drink them. Between you and Caleb, there is no leftover
Y'all
blues.
Y'all don't leave the blues in the studio.
No. I mean, you get the reds and the yellows. That's it. That's what's going to go in that bottle.
No, we're going to have to pour some out to create Deep Blue, the Implicit Bias Infinity Bottle.
Decanter,
correct.
Waterford Crystal Decanter, 720. You requested 750, but I could only find the 720, so...
It's going to be okay.
So,
I think we're all right.
30.
Actually, but here's why I like it. So it's the Implicit Bias. It's the IB. It is the Implicit Bias Infinity Bottle. Perfect. Right? And it's going to roll fantastically here. And this one's almost close enough. I don't know if this is going to be the first one we put some in there.
Ah, throw it in there.
this Old Pepper Rye Single Barrel might be the first one that we contribute.
So it's the Implicit Bias Infinity Bobble?
Bottle. Yeah, I said baubles, right? And now all of a sudden, because Sam has never heard the word before, we're all in problem.
Okay, wait. Again, I know how you hate compliments, and I'm going to do it anyway. It was a fantastic idea. And this is a beautiful Waterford.
I'm so glad you came up with it.
Waterford Crystal Bottle. Come check it out at the store. We'll put a picture of it online.
Oh, absolutely. We're getting a picture of it tonight.
But yeah, I don't know how long it'll take us to fill up, but I'm guessing like 3 weeks.
Here's what I'm
going to
tell you. It will
consumed.
It will empty a lot faster than it fills up. That's all I know.
Well, that's what I was going to say. We fill it up, but then when do we get to partake in the emptying of it?
Oh, I think we've got some special occasions and things coming up where we're going to make sure that we all get to partake of the Implicit Bias Infinity Bottle, aka Deep Blue.
Oh,
Deep Blue.
Absolutely.
You like it?
Fantastic idea.
I'm so glad you came up with it. All right, so let's dive back in kind of to
make
where
sure you keep your weapons on safe.
Yeah. So let's go back to kind of where we were, because the conversation during the break got really, really interesting really, really quickly. And Uncle Glenn, you were telling us that, and we kind of figured out that you went into West Point in the summer of love. So you are going to the United States Military Academy in one of the largest times of social upheaval in American history, when American society was truly polarized. You had the hippie movement in San Francisco and California. And as you made comment, you had people putting flowers inside of your rifles.
Yeah, this in the summer of 1969, I was had been recruited in 1968 during the Tet Offensive in Vietnam. And there were lots of lieutenants and other brave soldiers who were casualties in the Vietnam War. And so I thought, certainly, I'll go to West Point. I'll spend 4 years there. And then I too will go to Vietnam. I mean, we all pretty much bought into that. That's what we were going to do. And, of course, by 1972, there was a peace treaty on the table, and there were signatures, and we were standing down from Vietnam, and they needed a lot less soldiers in the war. And in 1975, right after we were commissioned, the war was over, and we were being forced out from the rooftops in helicopters. Not unlike leaving Afghanistan. And that's
amazing how
story.
History repeats wow. itself.
History repeats itself. Yeah. But it was a tough time, and big transition to a modern volunteer army. The slogan in 1973, when the volunteer army replaced the draft army, was "The army wants to join you." And there was beer in the barracks in Coca-Cola vending machines. And it was just some crazy ideas that people had about making soldiers feel wanted.
Interesting that you brought up history repeating itself, because the other big thing that you mentioned you wanted to have a discussion around, and you hoped we would discuss, and I think this is a really pertinent topic because we know what's out there and what's happening right now, is where everybody's paying attention today, because 25 minutes ago, everybody was paying attention to Ukraine. And then, you know, 30 seconds passed, and now everybody's paying attention to the Gaza Strip in Israel and what's happening there. And I think we actually had a report that, you know, 2,000 soldiers were told be ready to ship out to the Middle East because of what's happening there. But that's not really the only place we are being tested globally, correct?
Yeah, for the first time since the early 1950s, the Korean War, the United States is facing four great competitors on two different fronts in Europe and in the Pacific. You got North Korea and China, who both have nuclear capability, and you've got everything going on in Europe against Russia also. And so it's a tough time, and we're looking in two directions. And actually now, less than 1% of the U.S. population has served, or is serving, rather, in the military. Less than 1%.
So given everything that you've seen, one of the things you told me, and I'll never forget this, because we had a conversation about what you wanted to do, and this was many, many years ago. But I will never forget, I asked you the question of, so you've got your third star. Do you think you're looking at the fourth? I mean, I know that those numbers get smaller and smaller and smaller of who gets that opportunity, but I'll never forget you telling me, you know, at heart, I'm a soldier. I want to be with soldiers. I want to help lead soldiers and protect soldiers. I'm not that much of a politician.
Well, you know, at the four-star level, there are only 10 in the Army. There are only 10 in each service, and the Marine Corps only gets 2 because they're relatively smaller than the rest. But there is a strategic level of thought and a group of people among this nation and among nations in general that those four-star generals are dealing with. And it's a level of responsibility that I was ready to take if someone was going to give it to me. But it wasn't a level of responsibility that I was seeking. I was blessed to be able to command Third Army, all the troops, the ground troops in the Middle East. When we attacked into Baghdad, I was the deputy commander at that time, and then was blessed enough to be able to take over Third Army after that, and trained in 19 different countries in the Middle East. And that in itself was a great honor, and I was proud to serve.
Great. You have a question?
How do you think that would translate? It used to be, I mean, after September 11th, obviously, warfare strategy pretty much changed to where you saw an enemy, you advanced on their line, there was a geographic location, you tried to push forward and gain ground. But now it's like with September 11th, the enemy is just anywhere and everywhere.
Well,
that
really started,
Israel.
That really started in Vietnam.
Well, yeah, with
Guerrilla
Corps. But they would, look, it was the same thing, though. We tried to occupy or get a hold of Vietnam, but they were so entrenched. They were so trained on their own terrain that we were lost on that one from the beginning. But now, like with what's going on in Israel, we're going after Hamas. Hamas is so deeply entrenched inside of Gaza. How do you fight that? You can't advance on a line. You can't push a geographical location or see an objective and complete it. It's a different
as a general
of warfare.
As a general rule, we in the United States want all of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen to follow the rules of land warfare, the law of land warfare. We want them to follow the rules of war, and that means fighting. If you're going to be a combatant, you're wearing a uniform, you belong to a nation state, and you're going to fight for that nation state and its goals. But of course, terrorists don't do that. I mean, that's why they terrify us, is because they wear civilian clothes, they hide among women and children, they say they're prepared to kill themselves to die in the name of God because they believe they're going straight to heaven. In the case of Hamas and others, and they don't follow the rules, and so there's a dichotomy there where you're going to be attacked by people in civilian clothes who look like a family walking down the street potentially, and you can't shoot first. So
it leads me to the second part. We're gonna go along here, Sam. You can take that finger and you know where to put it. It leads me to this question, and this can sum up the segment. Strategic desire, knowing that the United States is looking at potentially two theaters, right? Something in the Pacific, Taiwan, China, North Korea, looking to the European Middle Eastern theater that we're faced with there. If you were back in the chair today and it were up to you, what's the basic thought or theory that you would utilize with regards to kind of where this country is positioned today?
What do you prioritize? What's step one? What's the most important and the most dangerous
the most threatening to us in our way of life right now?
Well, if you look at us, we're divided. Like we were probably worse than we were divided in the 60s during the anti-war period. And when you look at politics, when you look at how we feel about each other in terms of gender and race and monetary income in families, and I mean, the nation is divided at least in half, and many more parts actually. And there are places like China where the leaders follow ancient ideas about encouraging the situation to be worse than it is now, so that we continue to divide ourselves and no longer are leaders in the world. We will become, if we're not careful, and if we don't pull ourselves together and unify, we will become a much weaker nation, and China won't have to fire a shot.
So,
and they just happen to own social media platforms that have that eyes and ears that do that very thing.
You know what else we can do right here? We can take a break. We can come back. We'll bring you more of hour two of this week's episode of Implicit Bias.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford Crystal, Swarovski Crystal, and a complete Pandora Jewelry Shop and Shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicol Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
This is Moon Griffon for Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress. You know, my buddy Louis Pizzolatto at Coin and Treasure is a truly great American businessman. If you're a coin collector, silver or gold bullion collector, Lewis at Coin and Treasure will have something for you. Lewis has over 40 years of experience in the coin business. Visit them at 2472 West Congress. Call them at 232-2573 or visit online at coinandtreasure.com. This is Moon Griffon. You can trust Coin and Treasure.
Nobody likes to drive around in a grimy ride. Clean that car the Cajun way. Zydeco Ride and Shine Car Wash at 320 Willow and Cajun Car Wash at 510 Lafayette Street in Youngsville are there for you. Our facilities provide you with the best automatic car wash in the Acadiana area. Regulars get a bonus. Buy three washes at a location, get the fourth one free. Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash, keeping Acadiana's rides clean since 2014.
How sweet it is! Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette can satisfy all of your bakery needs. Cakes, cookies, pastries, melt-in-your-mouth pedophores, wedding cakes, and of course, the original New Orleans Doberge cake. Family-owned and operated, let Gambino's Bakery take care of all your dessert needs for your family gathering, tailgate, holiday, or any special occasion. Visit with the baking professionals in Lafayette. Find what fits your taste. Enjoy the sweet life with Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette, 3802 Johnson Street. Call them at 337-406-9066 or online at gambinos.com.
Do you want to look your best for any special occasion? Go to Miller's Formals. Under new ownership, Miller's will help you pick out the latest tuxedos and the latest styles for the wedding, Mardi Gras occasion, prom, or a special night out with your special someone. With the current styles in stock and on hand, Miller's Formals experienced staff can fit you and do same-day alterations. 3263 Ambassador Caffrey in Lafayette. New ownership, new culture, new styles. Miller's Formals. Look your best. Call 337-983-2266. Dress yourself. Miller's Formals.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Back in hour two of this week's episode of Implicit Bias, I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. Brought to you in hour two by William S. Nicol Jewelers, 3802 Johnson Street. We're going to give everybody a mission here because this is going to be fun. Really, really fun. Everybody out there who's listening, do me a favor. Wait, what's that, Uncle? What's Uncle Glenn? I couldn't hear it in the headphones.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. I would like everyone out there who's listening, do me a favor. Take 3 minutes out of your day. If you are going down Johnson Street and you are passing 3802 Johnson Street, you see Gambino's Bakery, you see William S. Nicol Jewelers in the same strip shopping center. Just do me a favor. Go in, park, walk ask for Grant Gelatis and say, bigger, better diamonds for less, and walk out. I mean, you can buy something if you want, but if you just want to just find Grant and tell him bigger, better diamonds for less, you'd like that, Grant? If we can we drive, you know, 200, 300 people to you? No, I don't know.
It's funny you should say that because there's an event coming up real soon where we need to give away some tickets.
Oh,
so there really could be an opportunity here for something.
Oh, that is, I like that. Okay, so
hey, wait, and this is second hour with my second pour.
This is a fantastic idea for those who do not or are not familiar with Winner Winner Implicit Dinner. So Winner Winner Implicit Dinner, Uncle Glenn does not know what we're talking about, so I'm going to explain it. The day after Thanksgiving, November 24th, Black Friday, we are reinstituting something that we did a few years ago on Implicit Bias, Winner Winner Implicit Dinner. We are giving away 25 couples tickets. So we are giving away 25 sets of two tickets in total. And here's what you're going to get if you get two golden tickets. You are going to get two seats provided by Luxury Limo of Lafayette to transport you from here in Lafayette down to Cypress Bayou Casino, where you will have dinner, you will have cocktails, you will have drinks, all at no charge to you with the crew of Implicit Bias. We are going to have the cigar dining room, the cigar lounge to ourselves, all courtesy of Mr. Lester down at Cypress Bayou Casino. And yes, I'm referencing the actual person, Mr. Lester. He actually is the one who did this. Then you and your special someone, you have a hotel room for the night provided by Cypress Bayou Casino, so you don't have to go anywhere. And by the way, your transportation back the next morning, also provided by Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
What if you don't want to come back the next morning?
Well, that's on you.
Well, you know, it's a good thing that they're going to bring you back. They're not going to just leave you down there in Sheraton. No. You know, and you got to walk back because you lost everything at the casino.
You can come back, right? You get to come back with us the next morning. So, Grant, is it the first person who comes to you Saturday after 12 high noon and make it a showdown at William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnson Street, and says bigger, better diamonds for less?
Well, let's extend the expense. I mean, the suspense a little bit. I mean, it's a couple of weeks before the actual event happens. So on one of these shows, I think we should pop it out and say, okay, go see Grant. Next person to go see Grant gets the two tickets.
Well, why don't we do it now? I mean, we're not that big of a tease.
The first person, that's just wimping out. I think it should be like the 47th person to come in and say that.
that's not bad, Renee.
Yeah.
I mean, like the 10th person. Or no, somebody would just walk out the door and come right back in.
Yeah, because that's what I would do. I'd just say it 10 times.
Am I allotted two tickets?
Well, so as part of the crew, you have two tickets. Okay. You're going to give away
two
tickets. So one couple.
Okay, but if you're tall, blonde, and buxom, I'll get you four.
Kidding, honey.
I'm sorry. Sorry, honey. Kidding. Look, it's the second hour. I told you what happened.
So first person to walk in or 10th person?
Yes, and you have to ask for me, Grant, specifically. I will start tracking from right now, which is actually Thursday night, but when you hear this, Lafayette, it will be Saturday between 10 and noon.
I know. There are a lot of people
People are going to hear it on the podcast, and they're going to hear it on Friday. So this is a big reason that if you're listening on Saturday, you might want to go by and check, but you also now want to subscribe to the podcast because some people just got a leg up on you. And you can find us anywhere you get your podcast, whether it's Apple, Google, Spotify. You can subscribe anywhere. 10th person to walk in, ask for Grant Gelatis at William S. Nacol Jewelers, and say, big a bet of diamonds for less. Exactly.
In that New Orleans vernacular.
Yeah, I was about to say, you got that. Okay.
Big a bet of diamonds for less.
Baby. Don't lie. Don't lie. That's not New Orleans. That's Kennebra. Don't lie.
And I'm off on Monday, and I will not give you my home address.
All right, so we have the parameter set. I like that. That is a fantastic in-the-moment idea, things that we can make happen. I like that. And by the way, Sam, you're not eligible.
Oh.
Yeah, Sam's already coming. We already took care of Sam. He's already got a couple of tickets. Well, you don't have to come, Sam.
Old generals? Are old generals eligible?
You're eligible, absolutely.
All right.
I'm in the race. So, Uncle Glenn, now you got the inside scoop. You need to go to William S. Nacol's.
Hey, I will say I've never seen you before.
Yeah.
You're number 10. Congratulations.
That's what we did in radio.
Everybody listening to the podcast, no, I'm not going to do that. Right. No inside baseball here.
Nice. In radio, they would be like, you need to be the sixth caller. And they'd answer and they go, hi, you're caller number one, you're caller number two, you're caller number three. They get to six and they just go, hey, it just kind of feel it out. Do we want to make this person the sixth caller or?
Thanks for the advice.
Yeah, well,
we'll see.
Definitely.
So you might be 10, you might not. That's all I'm going to say. If Grant says you won, you won. I kind of like that. It's our implicit bias. He gets to decide who wins, right?
Yes. You have to be number 10. You don't have to be a 10.
All right.
I'm sorry. Second hour.
So let's dive back in because we are, what, second segment of second hour, Sam? I'm losing track of the conversation.
Something like that.
Let's dive back in because, you know, it's funny that we talked about history repeating itself. And the things that we have heard or seen have now come back. And you talked about the great divide in America, right? We saw it in the late 1960s. We are seeing Americans, and I'm trying to think of the right adjective to describe just how divided the country is today, because it is a chasm. It is not a small disagreement. It is a massive void of the ability to sit in the same room and have a conversation. It's one of the reasons why we do this show, and we invite people to disagree with us because we've got to be able to have that conversation. But the crazy part is some of those same ideas that we were hearing many, many years ago, we are hearing today, but we're hearing them in a different perspective or from different perspective. So we're not going to play this segment here. It's one of the stories that I sent out. If you want to go listen, please go listen, have at it. That's on you. Don't please believe us. See it for yourself. Make up your own mind. But there was a conversation. There used to be a show called Crossfire many, many, many years ago, 1980s, early 80s. And there was a sitting U.S. congressman by the name of Larry McDonald on the show. And Larry McDonald put out a thought or theory that he believed that actually has seen resurgence in the last, what, 5 years? That we are hearing this. And what he in the 80s said was there's a very small group of elitist people who want to run the world, essentially, and that they are putting their thoughts and theories into and they use the term new world order, right, to create a one world government. Well, what I find really interesting about that is now a recurring theme here on the planet in the United States specifically today, number one. What's crazier to me isn't that people will think outside of norms and boxes and sometimes things that just make sense. I mean, you know, there's the flat earthers. There's the people who say there are lizard people walking all over the face of the planet. I mean, we're not going there. But the crazy part is Larry McDonald was a Democrat. Someone who today, if you look at the letter behind his name, would probably be classified with a significantly different view. And today would be looked at as someone on the far right, not someone who exists on the far left. So as we get into this conversation, have we seen an inversion in the last 30 years of kind of the spectrum in which people reside or what? I mean, I don't even know where to go with that because it's so crazy to me that we have that we see those different perspectives and we've seen the spectrum move so much.
Well, I'm not sure I have an answer to that, but
well, just couple, thoughts. I mean, we don't have to have an answer.
Some other thoughts on this are, while we say we're as divided as we've ever been, I say that, some of us say that, it's not necessarily so. And, you know, there is a saying that, and I'm sure most everybody on listening to this broadcast understand it, and that is that those who don't pay attention to history are bound to repeat it. And so we don't teach much history these days to our children and grandchildren. And I'm appalled at how little they're receiving and what books that we used in the past, which were pretty neutral, in my opinion, have been condemned and aren't used anymore. You know, there's something more woke than that potentially to teach. But, you know, understanding that China is now on the verge of being the strongest military in the world, to be larger. Certainly they're larger now in terms of troops, but in terms of their equipment and their abilities, in the next several years, they could be significantly stronger than us. And if they were to pair up with the North Koreans, who have a big arsenal of nuclear weapons that can reach the West Coast, at least, there's a potential problem there. And I'm not screaming that we're about to go to war. Not at all. I'm just saying that we are divided. There are people who want us divided because we can't come together and accomplish much when we're as divided as we are now.
Which brings me now to another one of the stories. And Renee, whenever you're ready to chime in, I know we're having this conversation as well, which brings me to the last story that I had, which was Calhoun's Mice Utopia experiments. Oh, Sam. Okay. I'll listen. You want to hear the Mice Utopia experiments? Come right back in the Sam Stokes segment of this week's episode of Implicit Bias.
Can't find an Uber or Lyft? Luxury Limo of Lafayette offers scheduled pickups and drop-offs and even airport transportation in style. Get dropped off and picked up in their luxurious 12-passenger Mercedes-Benz Sprinter with limo-style interior or their Cadillac Escalade SUV. Reserve a sleek black town car for a night out with friends or dinner with your sweetheart. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385 or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Spoil yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
Let your pictures say more than 1,000 words with us at Nuvo Photo. I'm Danny Izzo. Me and my wife, Mona, will help you preserve all your memories and pictures. At Nuvo Photo, we'll create beautiful portraits of your family, high school, college graduates, and even your pets. We can also offer group pictures for schools, churches, sports, communions, and confirmations. Let our family create memories for yours. Nuvo Photo. Find us online at nuvophoto.com. That's NOUVEAUPHOTEAU.com or call us at 337-233-1094. Nuvo Photo, for photos that last a lifetime.
Hey, Acadiana, I'm Kathleen Terrio with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty. I know realtors seem to be on every corner, but the good ones aren't. I promise to give you top-notch customer service that includes honesty, availability, and professionalism. If you're looking for a realtor you can trust and is available during your most important purchase, call me, Kathleen, where the service goes beyond the closing day. For all your commercial needs, investment properties, or your next home, call Kathleen with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty, 337-412-1536. That's 337-412-1536. Or find me on the web searching Kathleen Terrio Realtor.
Renee Girard, Acadiana Certified Master Tobacconist. He owns Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Street. Piper's Haven is home to one of the biggest humidors you're ever going to find. Talk to me about how many cigars you've got.
Well, our humidor is 553 square feet, and we have probably close to 1,500 different cigars in the humidor.
It's an incredible amount of cigars.
It's a lot of cigars.
So if somebody is looking for a mild cigar, maybe something midline, I mean, they've
or
got...
Or a full-bodied cigar.
They've got tons of choices in that humidor.
We can fix you up.
Absolutely, a Piper's Haven. And you also have Lamberger's.
Lamberger lamps and scents and all the parts for it.
I love it. So it's going to smell good, whether it's cigars or whether it's pipes and pipe tobacco, everything, including the accessories, you've got it at Piper's Haven.
We got lighters and cutters and bears. Oh, my.
Piper's Haven is at 3916 West Congress Street between Gilbo Road and Adrian's. Ask him about the bears. Oh, my.
Drink Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias. Available at La Creperie on Collie Saloon, at the Rustic Renegade, Automotive Gear on Judson Walsh and Opelousas, and the Chill House, the dessert destination in Maurice. Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias.
Welcome into the Sam Stokes segment of Implicit Bias. That is the penultimate segment of Implicit Bias, because Sam actually knows what the word means. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. We are brought to you in Hour 2 by William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnson Street. Remember, the 10th person who goes in and asks for Grant Gelatis and says, and you've got to say it like Kennebra, big a bet of diamonds for less. 10th person wins 2 tickets to Winner Winner Implicit Dinner. You and a guest get transportation to Mr. Lester's on November 24th. Dinner cocktails with the crew and a whole cohort of people, you get your entire hotel room covered by Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou and transportation back the next day. Transportation all provided by Luxury Limo of Lafayette. Sound like a winner, Grant?
Seriously, how do you pass that up?
I don't know.
All you have to do is listen. The show is entertaining. All you have to do is listen, and what's being offered to you, transportation to and from.
10th person. Dinner. Is that right?
The 10th person. Number 10.
Okay, so what if I come in as the 9th person? I don't get it, right? Yeah. But can I go out the door and come back in as the 10th?
You? Yes. Absolutely.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Anyone else?
No.
That is the voice of retired Lieutenant General William Webster Jr. We know him as Uncle Glenn in the house. You also heard Renee Girard of Piper's Haven. So, Renee, let's go ahead and start this segment before we go back to the topic with which we were kind of diving into. Which cigar would you put with this weekly whiskey? Our Old Pepper single barrel rye from New News Markets in Youngsville, Scott Milton Maurice.
A lip one.
Yeah. we just got a new brand we started carrying. It's the All Saints brand that we're doing a event next Friday with. The Solamente is a cigar that it's a 1,500 box that they made. What?
You got to say it right.
What?
That's one of those. And you've got the voice for it. Give me Solamente.
Solamente.
There we go. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. But it's, well, if you knew the guy that owned the company.
Solamente.
His name is Mickey Pegg, and he's not, you know, he's not Rico Suave.
You know what?
He's
just, don't care.
Yeah.
Solamente.
Solamente. But they make 500 boxes a year. We got one box, which is like 20 cigars. So you need to come and try one out because it would go good with this Old Pepper because it's a fuller bodied cigar. It's a Habano made in Nicaragua, got a Habano wrapper on it. Awesome cigar. And just come by next week and say hi to Mickey and Alan and us and sit on the porch and listen to Implicit Bias.
That sounds like tons of fun.
So is it the proof? It's a little bit higher proof? Give it a full body?
It's a fuller body because of the tobaccos. It's a little bit stronger cigar. And because of this pepper and the licorice and the whiskey and everything, I think it would pair very well with it.
The master.
Awesome. So let's dive back into the topic where we were headed before we went to the last break and Sam gave me the finger from the corner. We were talking about kind of the juxtaposition of where the political spectrum has gone, the fact that those who fail to study history are doomed to repeat it, and kind of how we have brought as we talked about in hour one that the lifespan of typical countries, 250 or singular governmental entities, 250, 300, you're starting to push that limit there. Which brings us to the other topic that I sent out to the crew where we talked about Larry, I believe it was Larry Calhoun. Hold on. Let me make sure.
Larry McDonald.
No, Larry McDonald was the politician.
Oh, Larry, okay.
Calhoun. Gotcha. Was the scientist who created, and it's not Larry Calhoun, it's John Calhoun, who did a series of experiments known as Mice Utopia. He conducted these studies for years. So please excuse if I give you a 25 to 30 second synopsis that might not hit every detail. Shocker, right? What he did was he put mice in an enclosure to see the spread of a social experiment and how mice would react socially to certain conditions. He provided them with all the food they could eat, with plenty of natural resources for mice, which was nesting material, things of that nature. He gave them plenty of space to actually go create their own nests. What he found was really, really interesting. What he found was that mice would congregate in certain spaces with regards to their territory. Essentially, they would amass almost like you find large cities in major countries where people amass one on top of each other. And they would not fully utilize the space or evenly distribute the space amongst themselves. He also then found that in those spaces where they are provided with everything, they started to see deviant behavior in the mice. There were some that were ostracized. There were some that would hide from others. There were certain sections of the male population which essentially tried to not be male mice. There were some really unique forthcoming findings from these studies. And at the time, people tried to actually correlate that to human civilization. Now, you have some differences with human civilization, obviously. My really interesting takeaway from the whole thing was, gee, when people are provided with everything they need, instead of having to create the struggle of life, where purpose comes from not just feeding yourself, but from work, but from actually creating and being a productive individual of the species, that at that point you started to see behavior deteriorate and eventually killed the mice colony. That to me was an absolutely fascinating takeaway, because when you step back and you look at the United States specifically, where are we seeing some of the most difficult human behavior that I don't want to say we've ever seen as a country, but crime rates are pretty bad, and they're pretty bad in one specific geographical type of place.
I mean, you look in California, for example. Look at San Francisco. Look at L.A.
You don't have to go that far. Go to New Orleans.
Go to New Orleans. Go to Chicago. Go to Shreveport. Go to New York City. Any of your major populated centers, people living on top of each other, and it's showing exactly what Calhoun's experiments did. The only difference between people and mice is mice have four legs and a tail. We don't. You know, pretty much.
There might be a couple more differences, but
no, not much. If you look at the way these people in these cities live and react and upon each other, I don't know. I mean, they're reacting pretty much the way Calhoun's experiments went.
Well, and some of the mice who were the providers, right, the dominant males, at some point you saw them be so overstressed that they basically stressed themselves to death. Trying to maintain heart attacks and dying off, it's a really interesting
civilization was falling apart.
And then let's go ahead, Uncle Glenn, because you made a comment that y'all studied this while you were at West Point, correct?
Yeah, in the sociology class, which was part of the preparation for military leaders at West Point, we read about this, we studied about it, we wrote about it, we talked about it, and you know, it's not immensely popular with the general public.
Not a lot of people know about it.
Not a lot of people know about it, but even some who do see it as implicitly biased against groups of people. And there are people who live in inner cities. At the time, we were in the 60s, we were talking mm-hmm. about there were people living in the inner cities who weren't allowed the opportunity to live in a more spacious land. They weren't allowed and they weren't capable of moving out of that crowded environment.
They didn't have the means to separate themselves from that circumstance.
Didn't have the means. And the farthest they could go was a suburb that became even more crowded than it was. And so this was studied by cadets at the academy so that we would know more about influences on soldiers that we were going to lead as they came into the army. And
so I'm curious, did it also give or provide insight when you specifically, I know you had some combat tours or some combat duty, when you would go into other cities and other countries about what that population reaction might be?
Yeah, absolutely. And except for nuclear warfare, one of the things that leaders in the ground forces, they don't want to see more than anything else is combat in cities, which is the kind of combat that's going to take place
in Gaza.
In Gaza.
Yeah. Well, is taking place in Gaza.
Because of underground tunnels, because of basements, because, as has been said on a couple of television news shows, you've got to clear every floor, every room,
under every bed,
and it's extremely time consuming, and it potentially could be.
Well, it's extremely dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Because if you're coming at me, yeah, and I know you're coming,
yeah,
I have the advantage to be able to funnel you into a, yeah, position that benefits me.
Right.
The sniper's dream.
It's not even a sniper's dream. It's just somebody who is not afraid to die, who is willing to barricade themselves in and create a funnel.
And you can do all kinds of terrorist things too. You set the
booby traps, yeah,
and trip wires.
Yeah.
So the big question that I get out of all of this is, taking back to that 35,000 foot view, there were four phases that Calhoun listed that he noticed in his colonies. The last phase was death, right? Where the colony essentially killed itself without, to your point in the conversation earlier, without ever firing a shot. My question to everybody here, and this is the scary question as far as I'm concerned: are we in that phase, Grant?
That's very apocalyptic. I would see that happening when our resources are so limited or so depleted by any sort of global conflict, where everybody's launching everything they have at everyone else, and we're at a bare roots kind of society where everything's wiped out and nobody has access to any resources at all. I don't see that happening with the way things are now.
But notice,
I think strategically and.
But notice in Calhoun's experiment, they had everything they needed. They never got to that point.
But that was too much of a control group.
Do I believe that we as human beings have the capability for absolutely abhorrent behavior? Oh, yes, we do. Do I also believe in balance, that if we have people with the capability for abhorrent behavior, we also have people with the capability of selfless service in the real leadership model? Yes. And that balances out. In order for us to end up in that death phase, all those good people, they have to be gone. I don't believe they're gone. I believe that they are just like us here, which is, we're going to tell you our implicit bias, but we want what's best for others simply for the will of other.
Look, I also think that America is better than that.
Agreed.
I believe we're going to come back. There are problems now, but we're going to overcome those.
I also believe our listeners are going to come back for the last segment of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. Cheers.
Men want to look like men. That means when it's time for a fresh cut, men go where men go. All American Barbering. Licensed barber Nick Duplishan and the staff at All American Barbering do it right. From old school haircuts to straight razor shaves to beard trim and shaping, even boys look like men after a cut from All American Barbering. A veteran-owned business, All American Barbering is located in Broussard at 807 Albertsons Parkway, Suite B. Schedule your appointment to look like a man at their website, allamericanbarbering.com. Remember, men, when you want to look like a man, go to Broussard. Go to All American Barbering.
Dupree Carrier Godshaw provides insurance locally as well as nationwide. A full-service agency, Dupree Carrier Godshaw can take care of all of your needs, from personal auto, home, or business, group health, life, or investment products. Dupree Carrier Godshaw is a growing business and is currently hiring. Email resumes to charlesl@dcgagency.com. For all of your insurance needs, call Dupree Carrier Godshaw at 337-948-8186 or visit dcgagency.com.
Do you want to look your best for any special occasion? Go to Miller's Formals. Under new ownership, Miller's will help you pick out the latest tuxedos and the latest styles for the wedding, Mardi Gras occasion, prom, or a special night out with your special someone. With the current styles in stock and on hand, Miller's Formals experienced staff can fit you and do same-day alterations. 3263 Ambassador Caffrey in Lafayette. New ownership, new culture, new styles. Miller's Formals. Look your best. Call 337-983-2266. Dress yourself. Miller's Formals.
Hey there, Louisiana. It's time to unlock your inner confidence and shine like never before. Visit Eon of Louisiana Body Contouring. Imagine sculpting your dream body with the latest, most advanced techniques. Kiss those stubborn inches goodbye. Eon's team of experts will make those curves pop and those problem areas disappear. Our treatments have no downtime and can be completed on your lunch break. Let your beauty and your confidence shine. Book your consultation now at eonoflouisiana.com. That's eonoflouisiana.com.
Results may vary. Consultation required.
The government is full of red tape. If you're a veteran seeking the benefits you've earned and you deserve, you're probably tired of fighting the system. Access Medical Solutions can help. Access Medical, veteran benefits services locally owned and operated by Dr. Mark Freeman, a veteran himself with 30-plus years experience as a disability medical examiner. Let Access Medical Solutions complete an evaluation of new or increased benefit claims in person or via HIPAA-compliant telemedicine consult. Go to AccessMed.com to find out more. AccessMed.com. Access Medical Solution. Veteran Benefit Services. We get results.
Drink Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias. Available at La Creperie on Collie Saloon, at the Rustic Renegade, Automotive Gear on Judson Walsh and Opelousas, and the Chill House, the dessert destination in Maurice. Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias.
It's not a theory, it's a conspiracy to wrap up this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I am your host, Kevon Bordelon. Yeah, I'm getting the looks here in the TSPL already. Hour two is brought to you by William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnston Street. Go see Grant Gelatis. Tell him, bigger bet of diamonds for less. If you're number 10, you get a ticket to winner, winner, implicit dinner at Cypress Bayou Casino. We will eat at Mr. Lester's with the crew, where you can get, if you want to buy it on your own, you can, a $15 flight, three quarter ounce pours of Buffalo Trace, Weller 12, and Stag. So when I say it's a conspiracy, not a theory, here's what I mean. A conspiracy is when multiple people get together to break the law, right? In concert with each other. Concert, therefore conspiracy, right? Same root of the word from the Latin. Now, this is the one I'm talking about. California family pleads guilty in $600 million scheme shipping stolen catalytic converters. So everybody out there who had your catalytic converter cut from underneath your truck somewhere here in Acadiana, guess what? These guys were probably involved. A conspiracy because guess what? There was not just one. There were two people. Two people who have pled guilty. Three members of the California family. Yes, so actually it's not two. It's three. To the conspiracy theory, two brothers. Now, I love these names. Tao Su Vang and then Andrew Vang, right? So one is Tao Su, the other is Andrew. And hey, great names. I like them both. Along with their mother, Monica, who ended up pleading guilty $600 million in catalytic converters. So to the crew here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair, that means Grant Gelatis, that means Rene Girard, that means retired Lieutenant General William Webster Jr., that means Sam Stokes. Anybody have any idea the number of catalytic converters it would take if, say, they were valued at $1,200 a piece?
Well, I was going to say, you know, just a replacement of a catalytic converter, I would give a rough estimate of five.
Yeah, they're expensive.
What it costs you to put one on there? Oh my God,
they are expensive. Five. They are not that expensive.
Oh, okay,
not quite that expensive.
Saying it's worth $1,000. They were getting $1,000 for each catalytic converter that they stole. And hey, look, as a jeweler, what fascinated me was they said metal's more precious than gold.
Yeah,
platinum. Well, so yeah,
lot of them is platinum. Most of the metal inside. Now there's not a lot. But every catalytic converter, they use platinum inside.
Okay, but per ounce right now, gold is much more valuable than platinum per ounce. So that's what had me curious.
Yeah, but this article was like 3 months ago. So, you know, maybe it changed.
Okay, we're good.
I think they're talking kryptonite.
Kryptonite?
Yeah, look, that's what I was wondering. They said they got like $1,000 for, and you're talking about something that is stolen, so it's more of a fence value than it is the actual value of the piece. Yeah, but
it just dawned on
me. The rare metal was unobtainium.
Yes, you took it right. Renee got to it before I could. I was going to say it was unobtainium.
I wanted to go there, but it's the second hour. I couldn't have got that out. I couldn't have got it out. Syllable-wise, it was just way too complex.
Okay, so first of all, how many people do you have to have on the street stealing catalytic converters to come up with, say they're worth $1,200 a piece? Go high on it, right? So as to reduce the number to make it a conservative estimate of the number of catalytic converters.
They say They had 600 more arrests. So they had a network working.
Yeah, that's my point.
This was not the little family thing.
No.
Well, they were the heads of this organization. Because, I mean, remember just around Lafayette here, there was a rash of catalytic converter thefts. And you go to the surrounding parishes, it's the same thing. Now, were those people shipping them all to California to be melted down or do whatever with them? Well, I don't know.
They said they had a refinery that they were selling it to.
Where else do you think they were going? I mean, that many catalytic converters.
Yeah.
So thank goodness I've never had to go there or had the desire to go there. But if I were to go out and steal a bunch of items, I'm not going to steal stuff I can't or already haven't sold. In other words, I'm thinking that they're going to have a fence already set up before they steal them. And to steal the number of catalytic converters that were stolen just in the Lafayette, Louisiana area, much less New Orleans, Shreveport, Texas, you start going through all this, it is a statistical almost impossibility that they weren't going there because of the number of thefts and the amount of movement of the material that was needed. Uncle Glenn, you want to chime in?
Well, I think, you know, one point to make is that it wasn't very many months ago. It wasn't more than maybe 24 when catalytic converters were being stolen and fenced for $400. So $400, $600, something like that. And that's just from news stories I heard from the Jacksonville area, Florida. But they kept busting rings, multiple rings, because these kids would go with electric saws.
Yeah, in the middle of the night.
Battery saws.
In the middle of the night, and they'd cut them off of the vehicle. Well, and which brings me to that. That's why, because so they're selling them. The thieves are selling them for $400 to $600.
Yeah.
Our brothers and mom in California are selling them for $1,000. They're setting up transportation and they're making $500 per catalytic converter, which means that
you got to have a markup.
Make money,
you know,
right? You got a cost of goods.
Right. And you got transportation costs. And look at the price of gas nowadays. You know what it costs to transport all that stuff?
Which tells me that, so say they were making 40 points.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're making 40% on 600 million, I would think that the most likely way that somebody like this gets caught is that somebody looks at a bank account and goes, where did that $240 million come from? I mean, seriously, right? I know them. How are they worth $240 million? They're not Dr. Evil sitting in a volcano going $240 million. I mean.
Yeah, but that's actually a very good question, because the bank, if you deposit more than $10,000 in cash, you know these guys aren't going, how many converters do you have? There's 12. Okay, here's my Visa.
It is called a suspicious transaction report. Anything over $10,000.
Guys, when you're dealing with that kind of money with these type of people, they're not using a bank.
They're using?
Yeah, it's cash.
That's what Kavan was saying. Had to say, where is all this money coming from?
Do you know how much physical cash $240 million is? I mean, you could ask all the money that went to Iran, right? Look at all the cartels. They are still finding warehouses.
They have problems stashing all that. Yeah, they don't think about it at the time.
You were talking about pallets.
Yes.
Of cash.
Think
Breaking Bad.
If you put it in crypto,
it'll disappear quick.
Well, either someone can take it from you, or it now becomes somewhat untraceable. And then when you get the big crypto crash that happened a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if you bought $200 million in Bitcoin when it was worth $60,000 a coin and now it's worth $25,000.
And I would have forgotten my password.
Renee, you forget the password to the Top Secret Podcast lair every single week.
Y'all have to let me in.
Sam, do you have a sergeant at arms here? Somebody to
no,
keep the
he does
order?
Not.
You looking for a part-time job?
Yeah.
Let me see that resume.
Yeah.
Touché.
You know what I probably would have done with $240 million? I'd have bought a flying car.
Come on.
Yes.
You sent that video, and Dylan and I were watching it today.
And Dylan said, well, do the wings fold up? I was like, it's not Buzz Lightyear.
And the wings fold up.
And the wing actually folded up into the car.
What Grant is referencing is I did actually send out a flying car story this week for subject matter. And the funny part of the content is, it's folding wings. It's been approved for flight. It uses fly-by-wire controls where the computer controls everything so that if you make a sudden movement that might potentially crash the vehicle, it takes care of that. And you know what else it does, guys? I hate to say it. It tells you when it's time to end this week's episode of Implicit Bias. We want to thank retired Lieutenant General William Webster. Cheers to you. We appreciate you being here. We want to thank you for listening. We want to thank you for going down to Mr. Lester's, for going down to William S. Nacol Jewelers, for going to Piper's Haven and the Rustic Renegade, and there's nothing for sale. Have a great week.
Happy anniversary, baby.
Implicit Bias is produced by and copyright of Pipe Dream Entertainment, LLC.
This program has been paid for by Pipe Dream Entertainment.
You're listening to News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station.